question one, we do own the property, so there is no acquisition of land. It would include a pre-K for elementary school with a child care center. We currently do provide child care for ages 3 and 4 and 5 year olds that are currently in our program. But we would be expanding that to 6 weeks to age 3. So there would be an additional 50 child care spots that would be added to what we currently program. There is a storm shelter that would be a reinforced gymnasium. This is a requirement that the legislative has made mandatory in any new public buildings, including schools that were to go up, that we have to include a storm shelter. It will be the gymnasium, but there are special architectural things that need to happen with the design of that to make sure that that qualifies for that. There is also some energy efficiency enhancements that the Board of Education has been discussing for the project. It'll be probably touching our toes in either some kind of geothermal or solar energies and taking a look at how we can operate more efficiently into the future. It does also have, it is included a decommissioning and abatement at the current regray site, because we are not looking at the reconstruction of that site. Our expectation would be that we would try to sell that building, very similar to what the old hospital did. If there were a buyer that would be willing to take that property and maybe renovate at their expense versus the district expense, that would be a preferable outcome to save some money with regards to decommissioning. But because we don't know the certainty of that happening, that price has been included in the project so that we can take down that building and abate any hazardous materials that are in that building. And the last piece that is in question one is what we started to talk about in that middle school, high school secured entry. We are looking at a redesign of the front area that is oftenly referred to as the bubble. It's the main entrance. Currently, if you walk into the building, you can go to the right or to the left, and you can enter without pretty much no check-in or accountability during the day from those front doors. We want to secure that entry so that the doors to the right are locked during the day. Everybody would be funneled to the left towards the district office. It does require an additional partition further into the building in some key fob areas and buzzer entry systems, so that we have everybody would kind of circulate through the district office, check in with the district office, and then would go out a second door from that main office area. So those are the things that are included in the question one.